Hey everyone, quick one today. This is the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories, fast. Let's get you where you're going.
Healthcare staffing consolidation. A big executive move at 7-Eleven. And yes, another car wash merger.
Okay, let's move.
First up, Care Career just bought MAS Medical Staffing, its seventh acquisition in 2 years. Revenue's now past $150 million.
Seventh deal. Wow. So what's the actual bet here?
Consolidating scheduling and credentialing so they can place clinicians faster than regional agencies can.
So what? If you're in senior care or home health, expect fewer, bigger staffing vendors competing for you.
Next, Valvoline. They just added a former Shake Shack CFO and KFC's global division CEO to the board.
Right after that $593 million Breeze Auto Care deal.
Exactly. Debt went from $1.1 billion to $1.7 in under a year.
So what? Franchisees should watch unit economics, not just the store count Valvoline's chasing.
Story 3. 7-Eleven names Mauricio Leiva as CEO, effective August 1st. He's ex-Keurig Dr. Pepper.
A beverage guy running 13,000 franchised convenience stores?
7-Eleven wants outside perspective on pricing and brand, not another retail lifer.
So what? Expect remodels and tech investment, and franchisees often absorb some of that cost.
Fourth story, Paradigm Oral Health bought back its stake from BlackRock. Surgeons now hold majority control again.
Warburg Pincus, Goldman, Sixth Street stepped in instead.
So what? Recap terms matter as much as deal size if founders want to keep operating control.
Worth studying for anyone structuring a sale.
Last one, Lynx Car Wash bought Woody's Wash Shack, 50 locations now across four Southeast states.
And they're keeping the Woody's brand and founder involved through a separate brand company.
So what? Scale beats geography here. Smaller regional washes are running out of runway to stay independent.
Yep. Consolidation, consolidation, consolidation. That's basically today's theme.
Care Career is the one to watch. They're targeting $250 million by year end.
Read the full stories on RevScale Media and get the newsletter for tomorrow's recap. We'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning.